Hello and welcome to the Digital Insight, the technology, procurement and supply chain podcast that delivers valuable C-level perspective into the core issues surrounding business transformation and digital disruption. Each episode will bring you the most inspiring executive insights from those who are leading transformation strategies within the world's biggest and best known companies. The Digital Insight, disrupt, transform, evolve.
Welcome to the Digital Insight, the official podcast series for Interface and CPO Strategy magazines. Okay, so welcome back, Paul, to the Digital Insight.
Thanks, Andrew. It's great to be here.
And today is obviously part three of our digital transformation trilogy. We've tackled digital leadership in the first one, the importance of planning in the second one, and this third episode centers on culture. So take it away, Paul.
Yeah, so to your point, Andrew, in terms of our trilogy was about leadership, which is a critical piece of giving direction, passion, energy in terms of the troops, followed by planning. But the glue to keep this all together is the culture. And culture is very hard to define for a lot of people, but it's really the essence of what your organization is about. It's truly understanding what your value systems are. And it gets a little tricky when you're in an organization, right? So when we think of who we are and what we believe, we bring to an organization our beliefs, our religions, our upbringing, what mom and dad had taught us. We bring in our feelings of how do we see the world, basic perceptions, deep embedded thoughts in our minds, shared beliefs, and then even unconscious feelings, right? So who we are and what we are as human beings have been developed through where you lived, what zip code you lived in, your friends, your family, your religion, your background. And these are the values we bring into an organization, which is fundamental to this idea of culture. And then what we bring in is this idea into an organization of action and structure, right? So you're mixing all these different values in order to drive a digital culture in order to set the right mindsets and behaviors that can be shared with all the members of the organization. So when we talk about a digital culture, it's really about organizational change and transformation, because historically, some legacy organizations might have had these ideas of this over-reliance on managerial judgment. And now we're talking about intuition and instincts in terms of a culture that we are striving for in this world of digital. Historically, organizations have talked about siloed use of digital. But now we're talking every department needs to be digital. When we start talking about, keeping everything in a small group and collaborating, we're saying, no, digital is everywhere in every aspect of the business. These are traditionally very hard things for organizations to develop in their culture. And it's this idea and belief of who this organization is and what they stand for. And this digital culture needs to be reinforced on a daily basis from the executive leadership down to the frontline people. The culture is the foundation for the business success in digital. It's sort of this stable environment in which organizations behave and hold everyone accountable. I think of culture almost like baseball in a sense. So baseball is a set of rules. Every player knows that these are the rules. There's a first baseman, second base person, third base person. There's rules and regulations on how you behave in the game of baseball. There's rules and regulations. So when the players go out on the field, everyone knows the rules. The culture is, these are the rules of how we behave in our organization in the digital world. This is our digital culture, and this is the norms that we believe in. These are the values we hold true. These are the actions we expect. These actions have rituals and behaviors and routine processes that are digital. And there's a digital culture, which basically says there's structure. These structures are a digital structure of org charts and products and mission statements that build the digital culture in order for organizations to be very successful in the execution of digital initiatives. It's this idea of the digital culture driving the actions, the mindsets, and driving the mindset at the root of the cultural change that must exist in order for organizations to be successful in this current world that we're living in, constant change. The focus of digital is not just about the actions alone. It's about the actions and the change that must happen in our heart, minds, and souls in these organizations that are transforming to be digital. It's who we are and what we stand for, and consistently reminding ourselves and the employees and the team members and the shareholders of what we stand for in this digital culture. It is the mindset and behaviors that we agree to hold each one and police each one, to hold everyone accountable. Understanding that by doing this in our culture, there will reap the benefits of this digital change and digital landscape. It is this level of this high level of consistency within the culture that supports these initiatives. It's all in it together that we agree that this is how we're playing baseball. We all agree that this is how we're going to support each other in our overall digital culture. The values, the behaviors, how we talk to each other, how we behave with each other, how we execute as a team together, with minimal disparity in sharing the high risk of failure, which is unusual for a legacy organization. Failure is built into the culture. Support is built into the culture. Taking massive risk is built into the digital culture. Not saying, okay, it's good enough, but to say that we could always do better. It is extremely hard in order to change the culture because you're truly trying to rewire people's minds. And in legacy organization, most people hate change. So you have to think about the power structure in this idea of digital culture and this idea that decisions need to be made quickly, efficiently, very fluid, and to constantly evolve in this idea of continuous improvement, which means that the culture will be evolving with it also. It's the values and beliefs that the organization hold as one. It also is the emotional piece. It's truly, how do you want to work? Is this a place that you want to belong to? Is your personal values aligned with the digital values of this organization? And in my own personal executive experience, sometimes it doesn't work for a lot of people. And some people will say, this is not what I signed up for. I've been here 10, 15 years. I don't want to do this. I'm leaving. Because the culture, there's a cultural shift. Whenever you walk into an organization, a meeting or a building, you immediately feel, smell, taste that culture. You see how people are behaving with each other, how they're talking with each other, how they're working with each other, how they're leveraging digital and digital technology, how they're interacting with each other, their human behaviors. This idea of how you're holding senior level people accountable. What are the values, right? What are the values that this organization holds true in this digital arena? Critical part of the culture, absolutely critical. And then from a top-down mandate that executives are driving, that we have to be digital. And when we talk about digital, it's the core of the existence of an organization. No longer is digital in a box. Digital is forefront. It is the lifeblood of these organizations that must have a digital culture in order to survive. There's no way companies are going to survive, banks, financial institutions, insurance companies, if they continue to behave the way they're behaving. Clients will not come to them. They will leave them in droves if they are not bleeding edge digital organizations that have a culture that is pushing the envelope in transformation and change. Even the idea or ideas of decision making in a digital arena are fast and furious. It's not this big, long legacy type of committee in order to say these are now the decisions. It's fast and furious in order to keep up with the marketplace. It's a idea of strategy on a continuous, unending basis. It's the idea that digital will change the way organizations conduct business. This culture is driven, this digital culture is driven by the outcomes. And it's this idea of digital culture which causes this power shift in the organization. And this is very egotistical, right? This idea of digital culture is a power grab for some people. It's a mindset rewiring. It's a behavioral rewiring. It's an adjustment of values and behaviors. It's a way of policing each other in a way that maybe some people get very uncomfortable. So when we're thinking about this, it's this idea of culture, which is one of the core pillars of a digital organization. And looking at these digital organizations in order to be much more efficient and effective in this brutal environment that we're currently in. It's also building relationships, understanding that the idea of digital culture is a never-ending learning environment. It's not that you went to undergrad and then you went to college. I'm sorry, you went to undergrad, then you went to grad school, and then you have a job and you don't learn anymore. The digital culture is a learning organization. When you look at Apple, right? In my opinion, Apple doesn't have the best products or the best services, but they react to the market extremely quickly. They react to it because they have a culture of learning, both on the soft skills and the hard skills. They understand the challenges of digital technology very quickly, because their culture supports this idea of never-ending learning. A true digital culture within the organization is a learning institution. A digital culture in an organization is an organization that takes care of its employees and upskills them. It identifies the skills that employees need to be competitive. Identifies the skills that organizations need in order to drive cultural digital change. It's the ability in this world of digital to leverage the power of data. The fuel of digital is data. The fuel of digital is technology. The fuel of digital is having this digital culture and understanding your employees so that they can understand the customer better, that they have a safety net that your employees will take risks. And that failure is part of this. This idea of failure management, this idea in digital culture is to be independent, to think as independently as possible, to allow you to be as creative as possible, because creativity is an individual mind activity. This idea of being individually creative in that digital culture then drives to innovation. Circulating these two facets is the culture that supports this. The ability to adapt and be responsive in an unstable environment is what digital culture is all about. It's helping the organization to deal with the unknown. It's to understand that no digital culture without managerial transformation will ever happen. So when we talk about digital culture, it is a massive shift in the way organizations think, behave, organizational structure, power structure, and executive mindset change. It's really this idea that digital skills are required in every level of leadership. that training is necessary and the best practices of digital are required. And once again, we talked about this in our trilogy in session one and session two. It's really that a lot of executive leaders, in my opinion, have not been tested in this art of digital transformation. A lot of people have inherited digital, but they don't have the battle scars. And in order to create this digital culture, I think you have to have those battle scars in order to implement a strong digital culture inherited on digital technology and data. And these are very different minds. If you have a leader in an organization that has been there a long time, they're trying to catch up to the technology. They're trying to catch up to the data. They're trying to catch up with the new generation of employees want. They're trying to catch up and see the world differently. And I think this is a massive, massive undertaking. And I don't think most leaders can do this. I don't think they have the cultural awareness in order to do it. That's why I think the cultural piece is hard. It's one of the hardest things to do to create a digital culture. And in that organization of digital culture, you have to promote the right behaviors, the right methodologies, this concept of ideas of what we want to stand for and what we don't want to stand for. This idea that you know, someone who has a bigger title makes those decisions, even though they're not the best decision. That culture will destroy your company. It's this idea of digital transformation, implementing new work behaviors within the employees. It's this whole idea of work and the transformation of work built into your culture. Currently, we have the coronavirus. You know, people are forced, organizations are forced for everyone to work from home. Why wasn't that in the culture before? Like, why didn't these organizations realize that this is the future? Why does it take a massive pandemic virus to realize that people could work from home? Why aren't the leaders ahead of this? They weren't ahead of it because they didn't have a digital culture. They weren't open to the concept that there is a better way of working. There's a better way of giving your employees freedom. The most important aspect of an employee is that brain power, the God-given gifts to think creatively and innovatively in an environment, i.e. the culture, in order to develop these ideas for the organization. That culture is what will drive this wonderful idea of digital transformation, this idea of innovation, this idea of thinking of the world differently, building new business models, and seeing new innovative product and services that an organization has never seen before. It's only those organizations that embrace this concept of digital culture that will survive in the future. This rethinking, this quasi-radical thinking of how initiatives should take place, and to bet big on some critical ideas and innovations that might never have been looked upon before in the last 5 or 10 years, but to be rethinking what's necessary in the organization, to be taking risks on the idea of how work should look and feel, the idea of how people should be compensated. Maybe they shouldn't be compensating for doing their job. Maybe they should be compensating for growing their jobs. And this idea of growing the digital culture, which is fundamental to growing new, innovative, creative ideas. And none of this is easy. None of it. I think the hardest part is understanding the behaviors, understanding the values, understanding what we stand for, understanding how we get the right people with the right mindset, understanding who has the will and who has the skill in order to adopt this change, the ability to understand what that new structure will look like. And I think of most organizations to look like Navy SEALs. It's a group of highly skilled people who have a mission, who have a focus, who truly trust and love each other in order to get the job done and have a culture and mindset of team. Not me, not you, but team. And that's what digital is all about. It's really this impediment of the current way we work in the transformation of the way we need to work. both in heart, mind, and soul. And none of this, as I said before, none of this is easy, because the fundamental piece here is that we're forcing people to change. And there's an emotional component to it where people may not feel comfortable. And my theory has always been the way people feel will drive their behavior, and their behavior will drive their performance. That's why in this idea of digital culture, you not only have to institute this idea of unconditional love and take care of the employees and guide them and educate them so that they can embrace this idea of digital culture, but also this idea of constant and unconditional change. And you have to build that environment to be safe and secure where people could be who they are and behave the way that they need to behave in order to be highly valuable to the organization. Digital culture, digital transformation, data is a foundation to all institutions and all organizations. If they don't have a strategy for a digital culture, you better start working on it now. I just don't see how organizations are going to survive. It helps the people, your employees, it helps your leaders, it helps the shareholders, it helps your customers. So throughout this whole arena of the reason why you're existing, it's beneficial to everyone, but it is not easy to do. It is very difficult in order to execute a digital cultural transformation. And once again, we're talking about behaviors, we're talking about values, we're talking about decision-making norms, we're talking about outcomes. Digital transformation culture is one of the hardest things to do. It is not a sprint, it is a marathon. And you have to work at this at every level of the organization in order to reinforce it on a continuous basis, but it's the only way organizations are going to survive.
And I guess it also links back to our first part of it in terms of digital leadership. Without
that leadership. Absolutely, Andrew. Can't agree with you more. The driving force is the digital leadership that will drive the digital culture. The pillar of the foundation for all digital organization is the self-policing of that organization being the culture. The culture is like that handbook of baseball. It's the culture of how we behave, how we treat each other, what we expect, how do we hold everyone accountable, our beliefs, our values, our heart, minds, and souls. When we come into the organization, this is how we're going to play together in this world of constant change.
Do you think there's a contrast between the creation of a digital culture and the maintenance of one of them?
Yeah, that's great. I think the creation and maintenance go hand in hand. I think it's going to, you know, if you do it right, it will have a life of itself. So it's just like planting a tomato plant, right? You can't just plant the tomato plant and say a prayer and hope it produces tomatoes. You have to water it. You have to nurture it. You have to trim it. You have to pluck the tomatoes, and then more tomatoes come out. So I think it's a little bit of always maintaining it and making sure that you're holding people accountable. And when people go off the beaten path of culture, you have to sort of identify and says, you know, and say, hey, that doesn't seem like how we behave here, or that's not our core values. That's not how we treat people. That's not how we think about people. That's not how we behave. We're a digital culture in this world of being in a critical, hyper-competitive environment where the digital culture will be highly, highly beneficial in this world of being much more competitive than your nearest competition. Because building the digital culture is a huge competitive advantage, right? It's a huge competitive advantage that allows you to understand the market quicker, that you could ascertain new technology and implement new technology in your organization. It makes people highly productive because your leaders are digital leaders and they understand people and they understand how you make people more productive and give them an environment to thrive and to grow and to fail. It almost like as a digital culture, it gives a person life and to be, you know, give them life and the ability to be who they are and show off their God-giving talents. As opposed to a legacy organization where you're trying to be something maybe you're not, that you're trying to fit in you know, in this square hole. But digital transformation is very accepting. This idea of digital culture is very accepting, looking at the value that someone brings, not looking at the negativity of what that person doesn't bring. So once again, it's about the behaviors and the values of digital. It's about the decision-making norms of leveraging the power of digital. And it's truly driving those outcomes of digital. And once again, conducted in this idea of business change and this idea of huge power shift in the organization. So it's never going back. Once you start on this idea of culture, you have to maintain it, right? You want to make sure you're reinforcing it. You're always planting, you know, new seeds for that tomato plant. You're always watering that tomato plant. You're always giving it sunshine, because if you don't, the tomato plant will die. If you don't keep watering your digital culture, it will also die. And once again, things constantly change. So digital culture is critical now. In 10 years, it may not be. It may be something else. But right now, the core of every organization must be digital. You must have a digital culture. You must have digital leadership. You must have a digital planning process. It's a very psychological exercise when you're building culture. So this isn't something you could read and do. This is something that you are and will be, which means it has to be in your DNA. At GE, we used to say, you know, being Six Sigma is in your DNA. It is who you are. It's the behaviors that you have and you want to express and share in the digital environment. It's this idea of shared values, but it's not all of a sudden you say, oh yeah, these are my values. It's these digital values that are at core, that are a core asset of who you are. And that these core assets of a digital culture is mandated by the executives. But I would think that most leaders will have to take a very psychological approach to this. And they also have to be thinking about who they are in order to drive this digital culture. And do they believe it and feel it? Or is it really just words that are meaningless? Because the time has come where words can no longer be meaningless. The time has come that this is what you need to do in order to survive. And there has to be action behind the words. Or people will leave your organization and the best people are going to go somewhere else that has a very lush, rewarding digital culture that lets people be who they are and share their thoughts, their innovations, their creative powers, and their God-given gifts. So digital culture, only way you're going to go to survive in the future. Not easy, but it's very doable. Once you do it, there's no going back.
Thank you for listening to the Digital Insight Podcast in association with theinterface.net and cpostrategy.com. The Digital Insight is brought to you by B2E Media Limited. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Please remember to subscribe, rate and review. And don't forget to check out our podcast archive at www.b2e-media.com/thedigitalinsight.